Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 29th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall, and this is episode 99. First up today, we have a report from Kotaku, which details a few more little tidbits on Google's in-the-works Yeti projects. Basically, Yeti is supposedly a game streaming service and hardware device that Google's developing to take on the big dogs of AAA video games and the hardware makers that provide consoles to run those games. Basically, today's report reiterates a lot of what we heard earlier this year from the information about the device and the service, but Kotaku also mentioned today that Google's also pushing forward with content. As mentioned, those AAA titles, Google really wants to get them on board for the service. At both the Game Developers Conference in March and E3 earlier this month, Google has reportedly been in talks with, quote, several big video game companies to gauge interest in its streaming platform, end quote. So we'll see how this continues to develop, and hopefully Google will announce it soon. Next up today, we have Google Maps, which apparently some users are seeing ways like incident reporting for road work and closures in the app. There have been incident reports in Google Maps sourced from Waze for quite some time, but some users are now seeing the ability to report whether construction is still happening in a place or if a road is closed. It's a little bit fuzzy on when this was first introduced. Apparently, this has been around since before the current version of Google Maps, with some users even saying they've seen it for up to a year. But it is a notable new feature that we personally haven't seen before. Finally, Google is working on a revamped Google Home app with even more material theming stylings in the works. The Google Home app actually was one of four apps that Google mentioned specifically was some of its first experiments with material theming that Google announced back at I/O 2018. But this update brings a few features or a few design elements that weren't seen in the Google Home app previously. One of the biggest changes with this UI that Google's testing is that it introduces a bottom app bar, which is a UI element part of material design that we've seen in a lot of apps that are taking advantage of Google's material theming framework. So it's good to see that here. And there are other various tweaks that make it even more compliant with Google's material theme, which we've been seeing roll out across many of Google's other apps. And here's Trevor from 9 to 5 Toys with the best Google deals for the day.
Today's best deals are highlighted by eBay's 15% off site-wide sale. From now until midnight on Friday, you can take 15% off just about anything you find at eBay. Google Home Max is discounted to $340 in today's eBay sale, a $60 savings off the regular price. You can also pick up a RAV Power 10-watt Qi wireless charger for $26 over at Amazon. That will power up your Android devices at top speeds. Finally, don't miss Tantan's Google Assistant-equipped smart plugs, on sale for $15. This is a great way to bring smartphone control to your home without spending a fortune. As always, be sure to follow 9to5Toys on Twitter, at 9to5Toys, and like our Facebook page for the latest gear and deals.
You can read all these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, tomorrow morning.